Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is October 16th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Oracle Supercomputer, Cancer Therapy AI, VR Innovation, AI Mental Health. Oracle Supercomputer. Oracle is making waves in the race for the fastest supercomputers with its latest endeavor, Zettascale 10, which boasts the possibility of reaching up to 16 zettaflops. That's 16,000 exaflops or 16 trillion operations per second. This impressive figure is achieved using simple 4-bit floating point values, suitable for many AI algorithms. While not comparable to the top 500 list supercomputers using 64-bit operations, Zettascale 10 would still outperform them at 32 exaflops. This isn't a single data center, but a network of campuses in Abilene, Texas. Central to this is the Stargate supercomputer, featuring 450,000 NVIDIA GPUs, developed with OpenAI. The initial Zettascale 10 setup will employ 800,000 GPUs, consuming multiple gigawatts of electricity, and will be operational by the second half of 2026. Cancer Therapy AI. Google DeepMind and Yale University have unveiled a new AI model named C2S Scale 27B. This model, part of the Open Gemma model family, focuses on cellular analysis. A significant discovery was made as the AI identified a previously unknown cancer therapy pathway. The drug silmitasertib, also known as CX-4945, was pinpointed as a conditional enhancer. Under specific immune conditions, this drug increases the visibility of tumor cells to the immune system. Laboratory experiments with human neuroendocrine cell models confirmed these predictions. Prior to this, C2S scale simulated more than 4,000 drugs across two immune environments. VR innovation. Researchers at the University of Michigan have developed HandProxy, a software designed to make interactions with virtual reality and augmented reality more intuitive. Instead of traditional controllers or hand tracking, simply using voice commands can now move a digital hand to grab objects, rearrange windows, or even tidy virtual workspaces. HandProxy aims to enhance accessibility and offer new applications in AR and VR settings. Unlike many existing voice controls, which are limited to specific commands, HandProxy can flexibly respond to context, thanks to OpenAI's language model, GPT-4o. For example, if a user says grab the peach while holding another object, the system drops it automatically. Short commands like do that again or three times in a row are also correctly interpreted. Lead researcher Chen Liang describes HandProxy as a virtual representative that translates voice commands into hand movements without requiring app modifications. The app uses the same interfaces as hand tracking systems or VR controllers, ensuring compatibility with existing VR apps. Initial tests with 20 participants showed promising results, successfully completing most of the 781 tasks after a few attempts. However, challenges remain, such as the system failing to recognize the correct button with commands like the photo. Overall, HandProxy failed in 64 tasks. Future improvements aim to address such misunderstandings by prompting the AI to ask clarifying questions. Currently, HandProxy exists only as a demo app, but it may eventually be integrated into real robotic arms. The team has filed for a patent and is seeking partners for potential commercialization. AI Mental Health. Media Lab PhD student Kamaya Lakamwasam is delving into the powerful connection between music and mental health. Her research examines how large-scale live music and concert experiences can influence the well-being of both audiences and performers. Lakamwasam aims to transform the emotional impact of music into scalable mental health tools that don't rely on medication. She collaborates with organizations to apply her findings practically, including projects that explore the emotional impact of AI-generated music versus human-composed tunes. This research could pave the way for new, innovative strategies in mental health support through music. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.